Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chrissy Davis Group bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with a new friend of the show, but someone that I've known for a while, Teresa Carroll, co-owner and operator of Homestead Inn, inside of which is a four-star, count them, four-star French restaurant, called Thomas Hinkleman. And she started this company with her co-owner and some investors, this business 21 years ago almost. And they, because she loved food, and the hotel kind of came along with it. Isn't that right, Teresa?
That is right.
And she's already said she knows what she was feeling, but she doesn't know what she was thinking. We've all gone through that. I mean, I don't know. I didn't have a restaurant when I started my business, but how many times in the early days did I wake up and look in the mirror and say, "Are you out of your mind?" it's the way of things. I want to ask you one quick thing about being a business owner, Teresa.
Sure.
That I've been talking about a lot lately, and I boil down my ability to have been around now for 30 years, held on to my company for 30 years, and made it. I guess I can say I'm successful now that I've been here 30 years, and that is. And that is one fundamental thing, and that is when everything went to Sheboygan in a handbasket, I believed in myself. And that was the thing I believe that pulled me through more than anything else. I believed in myself. What do you think about that?
You're exactly right. You can't do it without believing in yourself.
Because the world will throw rocks at you. The people will discount you. People will say you can't do it. People will say throw in the towel. And it finally comes back to that. I want to talk a little bit about the restaurant itself, though. I know you said you love cooking. You love food. You love French food.
Right.
Talk to us about what it takes to run a restaurant.
A four-star restaurant is different from flipping hamburgers.
Go ahead.
It is absolutely discipline. It's consistency. It's knowing your food costs. It's watching your food costs. It's watching that you have the very best people in the kitchen that you can find. It is a ballet because you've got the front of the house and you have the back of the house,
mm-hmm.
and they need to work together. You know, you see shows on TV where people are throwing knives and they're screaming and they're out, what have you. That isn't the case. The kitchen is silent during the service. All you hear is Tomas calls something out and you hear a chorus of yes, chef. It's like being in an operating room.
So tell us about Tomas.
Tomas is a world-class master chef. He did all of his training in three-star Michelin restaurants in Europe. He's German. But he, at 16, he was in France. So he's as much French as he is German, actually. And he was mentored by Paul Haberlin from Auberge de Lille in Illhausern in Alsace, and then came to the United States at Paul Haberlin's behest to be the executive chef of Maurice at the Parker Meridian in Manhattan.
So that's your chef now. What is your job? What do you do in any given day in the hotel restaurant?
I do operations primarily. I take care of all of the parties, all of the special events, the hotel, the guests, the paperwork. You know, we've got to have insurance. We've got to pay our taxes. We've got to do all of those things. Those are the things I take care of.
Mm-hmm. How many seats in the hotel? I mean, I'm sorry, in the restaurant.
120.
That's a nice size. That's a pretty good size restaurant. So I've got a couple of minutes left. What have you learned after all this? Now, you've been in business 22 years. You're like me. You've been to town a couple of times. You've been around the block. And so what have you learned after all these years?
That you wake up every morning and you know that today is going to be the best day you've ever had. It's the only way I can approach it. I know that today is going to be exciting. I know that I'm going to accomplish things. I know I'm going to make people happy.
Positivity, being positive.
Absolutely.
One of the other things I learned is that what I love about being a business owner is, and it sounds like this is what you're telling us, whatever comes in the front door belongs to me. That's what I like about being a business owner. Good, bad, or ugly, mm-hmm. challenge or opportunity, yep. whatever comes in the door belongs to me. I like that about being a business owner. What do you think?
I do, too. I do enjoy that. I don't enjoy if I have an issue that I have to deal with or if a toilet breaks or what have you.
But you know those are going to happen, and that's part of the deal. You take it in stride, right?
You take it in stride, and you get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm really proud of you, Teresa, for what you're doing. Will you come back and give us an update in the future on how things are going?
I would love to. Thank you.
Give us the websites again, please, quickly.
Pardon me?
The websites again.
www.homesteadin.com.
And thomashinkleman.com, too, right?
And thomashinkleman.com. Yes.
Teresa Carroll, ladies and gentlemen, check those out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.